Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On January 27th, the USDA announced an immediate moratorium on debt collection and foreclosure for more than 12,000 farmers who were behind in payments. This was a program administered by the USDA's Farm Service Agency. It served about a quarter of these 12,000 farmers were Black, or as the federal government likes to call them, socially disadvantaged. Okay? So this program was to provide direct relief payments to help socially disadvantaged farmers pay off loan debts. It was eventually incorporated into the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. And these farmers have been waiting on their payments. And they haven't gotten them yet. There is a lawsuit against them getting this by other farmers. Groups representing these other farmers have stymied these payments, and now these socially disadvantaged farmers could lose everything. I'm fascinated by this story. How did we get here? How did this happen? Why are one group of farmers suing another group of farmers? Well, we wanted to get some answers. Joining us now is John Boyd. John is the president and founder of the National Black Farmers Association, and he is quite familiar with this story. John, we're so happy to have you on the show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
John, I want to give everybody a little history because I think people are confused as to why a group of white farmers would be suing a group of Black farmers. It seems that they should all be on the same side. Can you give us a little bit of history of Black farmers and how they have been historically not on the same playing field when it comes to government spending, when it comes to land opportunities than other farmers in the country?
Absolutely. At the turn of the century, Black farmers represented 1 in 14. We were 1 million Black farm families strong in the United States. Today, we're down to 50,000. We were tilling 20 million acres of land at the turn of the century, and we're down to about 4.5 million acres of land. And quite frankly, a lot of it stemmed from the land law, stemmed from the United States Department of Agriculture and unfair lending practices, discrimination, where they discriminated against Black farmers. In my home county, Mecklenburg County, Virginia, the county supervisor, the person making loans, would only see Black farmers on Wednesday. We named it Black Wednesday. When they came out and investigated him, they asked him, "Do you have a problem making loans to Black farmers?" He said, "Yes." If you thought that they were lazy and looked for a paycheck on Friday, this man referred to me in racial epithets. He spat on me, tore my application up in the trash can. This is the type of discrimination that led to a lot of land loss for black farmers from the Virginia Delmarva line all the way down to the southeastern corridor of the United States. And I sought out to remedy that to two for discrimination. One was successful in 1999 that paid $1 billion to black farmers. And 83,000 black farmers came after the filing deadline, or missed the deadline. And it took 10 years to reopen that Claims Remedy Act of 2010, signed into law by former President Barack Obama. During this whole time period, I was also trying to get injunctive relief that would include debt relief that you just spoke about. We never got debt relief, and one of the complaints, where I turned to Congress, and in the 2016 Farm Bill, they had the language in there, was stripped out in Congress when the House and Senate comes together, and they stripped the language, and I was able to, myself and others, with the help of Senator Cory Booker and Senator Ralph Warnock, get the language in the COVID relief bill. And the debt relief includes direct loans and guaranteed loans for farmers of color, black, Hispanic, Native American, and Asian, with the ethnic groups. And you referenced the numbers, I think it's about 14,000 farmers of color that would be eligible to receive debt relief. So during the time black farmers were receiving farm foreclosure letters under 1951 S, which is loan servicing for the government, for USDA, white farmers were being offered debt relief, debt write-down, loan reamortization, all of these options under 1951 S. Black farmers were issued a loan acceleration letter that said they had to pay all of their money within 30 days. So white farmers, in their lawsuits against us for the $5 billion that we were able to get in the COVID relief bill last March with those two senators' help, immediately went to court and filed 12 separate complaints in the state of Florida and the state of Texas, which issued temporary injunctions that would stop the $4 billion direct payments to farmers of color. And, you know, I would like to say this to, you know, especially white farmers who are listening, my 39-year career of doing this type of work, I've never sued white farmers saying that something that would help them to deny payments to white farmers. They till the soil just like me, and if they qualify for those payments and help, they should get it, and I should get it too. In the top 10% in the U.S. Farm Subsidy Program, $1 million per farmer goes out to white male farmers, predominantly in this country. The average subsidy to a black farm is $200. 387 days to process a black farm loan request, less than 30 days to process a white farm loan request. But never once did the white farmers pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Boyd, we got a problem with you guys getting debt relief. I've been asking for debt relief for over three decades. So it's not a new loan program that excludes white farmers." They didn't have a problem with it the whole time I was advocating for it. They only had a problem with it when it became reality. So that's where we are. There's supposed to be a meeting with President Biden to talk about next steps. And we're hopeful that that meeting will happen sometime during Black History Month, with maybe only a few days left here.
Hey, John, this is Paul Douglas. Thanks for coming on today. And again, I find it ironic. It's Black History Month. And the history of agriculture in this country is staggering. A 96% decline in the number of black-run farms in this country in the last 100 years. 96%. So my question, and you addressed this, Senator Warnock from Georgia introduced this Emergency Relief for Farmers of Color Act, which would provide direct relief payments to socially disadvantaged farmers to pay off their debts. But now it's tied up in the courts, right? There are lawsuits from white farmers specifically what, Wisconsin and Florida, preliminary injunctions. So now it's in the hands of lawyers and the courts, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's definitely in the hands of the courts. And they pick very conservative judges. I mean, they're very organized in filing these cases in these courts. And they've done it very quickly. And I believe that USDA had enough time to get the direct payments out, the $4 billion to the farmers of color. It took the government too long. And what I would like to also add, you know, when USDA was foreclosing on black farmers, it was white farmers that were buying the farms, you know, through the county committee.
Yes.
So it's always been, you know, a very one-sided playing field. You know, 99% of the county committee, you know, are white men. And as I said earlier, I have nothing against white farmers in this country. Farming is the absolute hardest occupation known to man. It never ends. It's very, very difficult work. And they go out there and they do a good job at it. What I am saying is we simply need the same ads with a period after it. It shouldn't be different for me because the USDA looks at black farmers differently. PepsiCo, for example, just pulled the rug from under our feet after a two-year negotiating for a potato contract. They came back in January and said, you know what, we're not going to do any potato contract with black farmers. We're going in a total different direction. All the contracts with PepsiCo or white male farmers. We simply want the same match. We want the same contract that white farmers are getting, not a word different at PepsiCo. It's always been an uphill battle, and the media continues to they kind of brush over it. You know, they say, well, these things happen. And, you know, I read all of the comments, you know, from, you know, white farmers and white America. You know, why should black farmers get anything and this, that, and third? We're not getting anything. We haven't gotten a whole lot of help from USDA. What we are saying is we want fair and equitable treatment from the United States Department of Agriculture and these Fortune 500 companies like John Deere, who says, you know what, there are other farmers. I got a service board before I can get to you. They don't even know how that sounds to a farmer who's out there sweating and hot and cold and all this stuff. If I call John Deere and ask for servicing, and I'm the next in line, come service me. Don't say I got to keep other farmers going, and then I get to you last. That's the kind of discrimination that we're facing out here, people. It's unregulated, and there's no particular somebody that's overseeing all of this stuff.
Hey, John, this is not a problem of the past. Obviously, the amount of discrimination maybe isn't possible to quantify because, you know, no one comes out and say, yes, I'm racist. That's why I didn't choose to lend to you.
Right.
But we do know that according to the last agriculture census, black farmers receive about $59 million in government payments, while white farmers receive $9 billion. And just per capita, that means the black farmers are getting about $1,200 for every $2,700 that white farmers get. And I'm glad you're talking to us today, and thank you for coming on and shining a light on this. What can be, I mean, this lawsuit hopefully will be stopped and you guys will get the debt relief before your farms, God forbid, can be foreclosed on. But what can we do? What can I'm a regular urban white person. How can I help?
There's a couple of things people can do. One, they can make a donation to the National Black Farmers Association. We have filing all of these cases. We had to file our amicus briefs, and we did in all 12 cases. The National Black Farmers Association, Association of American Indian Farmers, both filed amicus briefs, and they were accepted by all of the courts describing the history that I just laid out for you from slavery to sharecroppers and surviving Jim Crow and all these statistics are laid out in our amicus brief. We need people to support us. We need financial support. We need for the persons who are listening that manage these accounts for these Fortune 500 companies to make some real donations. The persons who are filing these cases, they have a long checkbook, and we're just scratching the surface to defend ourselves here. And that's it was something that was caught by surprise about the amount of complaints from the white farmers, I'll be honest with you. And it kind of hurts people. And people need to understand this, man. We've been out here a long time. We've been mistreated. And, you know, my phone didn't ring and say, hey, boy, you know, I heard about the guy spatting on you and doing all this stuff to you, man. And I don't like what happened to you. My phone didn't ring from any white farmers to say that. That's what America is. We need racial healing in this country. And for anybody who don't understand that America is divided, they are a lost ball and high weeds. I'm sorry. And if you ride through rural America, you can see the Trump flag flying high over the United States flag, and all, you can feel the hate and the division in this country. And I believe that love is always greater than hate. Forgiveness and redemption is always greater than hate. That's what we need in this country. And if white farmers got a problem, why can't we sit down at the table and talk about this like grown men? There's some sort of way that they can help at USDA. Instead of calling Vilsack and say, we don't want this, let's have a meeting and talk about this, and talk about the decision, the differences. And, you know, we have the banks who came out and spoke out against us receiving the debt relief, too. They wrote to the president and Congress saying that this is going to be harmful to the banks. So my question is, how can this little bit of money, and I'm speaking layman terms here, as we say in the country, this little bit of money hurt all of these people all of a sudden when we weren't getting any of the help in the first place. So you got to take all these things into consideration, people.
John Boyd, president and founder of the National Black Farmers Association. John, we're with you. We will be following this story. We will be sharing the story, and we will be doing what we can. Thank you for coming on and explaining this to us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Good Thank luck. You very much for both of you for having me tonight.
Wish you the best. You bet.
We appreciate you. I need to take a breath because I feel sick about what he was sharing with us today.
They want equity, right? I mean, equality, yes. Not something extra, but just to be on the level playing field for all farmers who get loans and loan forgiveness. Level playing field.
Same page. Thank you for listening to that and hearing John out. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.